Welcome to Saints on Wheels Ministry Church. We direct and redirect lost souls back to Christ through the word and power of God. We believe that there is nothing more important than saving a soul. What we do, we are compelled to do for the sake of others. We are a deliverance ministry. And we teach the word of God. You can listen to our podcasts and you will find all kinds of edifying subjects on how to be the best that you can be in the Lord. And so much more awaits you there. Our blogs will be read to you. So all you need to do is listen, absorb its content, and grow. Join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. for a word from the Lord. And Tuesday at 7 p.m. for Bible study. And remember, Jesus loves you. Our session for today is, do you know who you are? I have met many people as I have traveled and worked in the Lord's vineyard. One of the things that I have encountered are many persons who call themselves Christians. They walk around as if they are a beautiful basket of fresh plump fruit. When the truth is they are nothing more than imitations of what they want to be. The Bible puts it this way. Woe to you teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. Matthew 23:25. In other words, they may look good on the outside, yet the odor that emanates from them smells like a filthy dumpster. My friends, all sin stinks in the nostrils of God. And if we are the children of the Lord, we should have the same reaction when we see sin in action. All people who are not converted through the salvation plan of the Lord are worldly people who are directed through the deceptive false power of the devil. This information reveals to all who have been converted that such folk only have a form of godliness. They have no power to bring their bodies under control. The word says this. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, and acceptable, and perfect, will of God. Romans 12:1-2. In other words, everyone in this world needs God as the head of their lives. Otherwise, we are all without divine direction. Listen, there is no way a person can ever ascertain their true identity unless they have had a genuine encounter with the true and living God. Now, on the other hand, the devil provides false shelters, but God sees through it all. Without a genuine encounter with the Lord, an individual is only trying to hide behind a cloaking device. Please hear me on this. The only way to have such an interview is when a lost soul is sorry for what it was saying and doing, and then they have decided to cry out to the Lord for help. Trust me on this, that's when the Lord will take you seriously. The word says this. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man is a worshipper of God, and doeth his will, him he heareth. John 9:31. My friends, when we are real with the Lord, that's when he makes the devil and his kids back off. It is at that time, you will have a chance to respond to the Lord. Without God, we can do nothing but believe everything we hear and see from the devil's camp. The mask we wear every day is attempting to try and hide our sins from the eyes of God. If we are not giving God our best according to the scripture, then we are not doing our reasonable service. In this state, we cannot know what God's will is for our lives. You cannot serve the devil and God too. You have to love one and hate the other, but know this, it's your choice who you want to follow. The word says people would prefer to believe a lie and reject the truth. I have come to realize that people prefer a lie because it causes them to feel like they are in control. Once more, I am compelled to reiterate, if you are trying to be something or someone without God's leading, then you have not been transformed, but you have conformed to worldly seductions. Do you know who you are? The answer is no. God put it in his word that man's goings are of the Lord, how can a man then understand his way? Proverbs 20:24. My friends, it is clear within the scripture that there is no way for us to know who we are without God identifying us. And at the moment of conversion, the Lord will call us by our names. The word of God says this. Behold, all souls are mine, as the souls of the Father, so also the souls of the Son are mine, the souls that sinneth, it shall die. Ezekiel 18:4. Again, my brothers and sisters. We belong to God, he alone knows who we are. The Father is the one who allowed life to be brought forth through a woman. Therefore he is very capable of leading us into our truth, as to who we really are by nature, and spiritually so. We must never take the advice of others who don't know who we are and run with their opinions of us. If we do, then we are subject to who they say we are. This is why we must come to know the Lord through his salvation plan. In this way, there will never be any misunderstanding as to who we are and what our purpose is. Let's hear what the word says. Thou shalt not make unto thee any image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I the Lord thy God am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Exodus 24-6. Okay, it is like this. When you don't know your true identity, it's because you have chosen to follow the opinions of the devil and his people. At this point in your life, you are being shaped into a negative perception of yourself. This is but one reason why so many women hate themselves. Listen, many books, articles, blogs, come from people who want to sell you something, but they don't really care about you. It's all about getting money. Such people only want to control your mind. Tricks like using subliminal messages to get you to desire what they are pushing. You can't see what they are doing, but your brain can. With this device in place, they can now, without any effort, put you into a place that will keep you focused on what they are selling. It's like this. Have you ever seen words written down but they were not spelled right? However, your mind was still able to read it anyway. Do you know who you are? When you are not in tune with your own identity, you have become a follower of the hidden agendas of them who have captivated you. And then you will drink the misconceptions that causes you to believe, if you are not skinny, or shaped like this or that, you are too fat. Which means you are not good enough the way you are. And if you really want to be beautiful, you must buy this or that to become part of the in crowd. My friends, this mindset is universal. Within the minds of billions of females who don't know who they are, such have changed themselves in some way, only to be able, in their mind, to resemble someone else. Listen, whenever you have to change who you are to be like someone else, you have become a clone without any divine connection. You are now a worldly culturist. Meaning, you have become a conformer of whatever the world declares you must represent. All images brought before your contaminated eyes leave you yearning to be transformed into what your eyes convey as the newest look. Listen, plastic surgery will never disguise who you really are. You are you, no matter where you find yourself in life. The Bible teaches us, who can accept its truth, that whatever a person think in their heart, that is what they will portray in the public. In other words, you have made a god out of them and now they have become a dictator over your thoughts and plans. The Bible tells us, we are to serve God and Him alone. By obeying the word, we are ensured that we have a covering from the Lord, and our minds can be still, and know the Lord is with us, and we now have a peaceful mindset. God never leaves His children in the darkness of confusion. His mercy endures forever. Listen, my sisters, I am not saying you should not wear makeup. I see no problem with that. However, I have seen some women who are not very good looking in the face. But when they put on makeup to hide imperfections and other problems, they look like a model. Is this not covering up a truth, to receive gratification from others? Again, I'm talking about women who alters themselves for selfish gain. But when you begin to alter your body, I am just informing you that God will not be pleased with your action. You belong to Him. It's not God's will that you become a carbon copy of Jezebel. She did whatever she wanted. She was an evil female in the Bible. She transformed herself into whatever she needed to be, so that she could carry out her devil's plans. Proverbs 9:13, tell us this. A foolish woman is clamorous, she is simple, and knoweth nothing. In other words, such a woman will fix up the house, and put out a fine meal, and the seek out man who will come into her domain, and taste of her hidden pleasures. Which means, she has altered everything within her power to capture any man to get what she wants. The point, she is in the alterating phase for self-gain, and this is a clear sign that she do not yet know her true identity. So now she is ready to be shaped by the hands of the devil. Again, these are the attributes of Jezebel. And your actions can cause you to become victim of the dogs in the street. When God made you, He said you were good. Which means you do not need any alterations, unless you have tasted the forbidden fruit from the tree of good and evil. Once more, if this is what the Father has informed us to do, yet we do not comply, is this not clear evidence that we are lost souls? It's in all of our best interest that we learn to follow the Word and will of our Creator. If we read the Word and then allow the Spirit of God to do His job, then we will come to an understanding that none of us can do anything without Jesus. He is the nourishing, life-giving vine, which sustains us. We are the branches who can receive all our benefits through the salvation plan. I can't say this enough. You will never know who you are until God reveals you to you. Ambassador, Ray K. Payne. And my friends, this can only happen when you have had a divine encounter with the true and living God. So if you don't know who you are walking according to the flesh, which is also called self-willed. Again, this is what the Bible says to us. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Romans 8:5-7. Okay, it's like this. You must come to know who you are if you want to be stabilized within your mind. Doubt is the number one killer of self-esteem. Not knowing who you are in Christ makes you a victim in the service of the devil. So if you really want to know who you are, you need to seek the kingdom of God first. Which means, you must be born again, and then receive the power that comes through the salvation plan of the Lord. Millions of people are doing whatever makes them feel good or gives the impression that they are more than what they are. Again, this is a false state of mind, which only produces negative results. Only the power of the Lord can keep our minds in perfect peace. But we must want, and allow Him to be the head of our lives. You are a jewel, and not a tool, to be used by anyone. You are more than a conqueror through Him who has brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. With this evidence, it shall you be very clear to you that have a sound mind, and you are identified by the Word, blood, and the Spirit of the Lord. I pray these words have blessed you. Remember, you can listen to our podcast on Buzzsprout.com. Look for Saints on Wheels Ministry Church Podcast and Reading Blocks. No part of this publication may be reproduced in whole or in part, or stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, or otherwise, without written permission of the publisher. For information regarding permission, write to Saints on Wheels Ministry Church, 1701 Washington, North Carolina 27889. Copyright 2017 C by Ray K. Payne. Copyright 2017 C. All rights reserved.